Hey guys, this is Coach Peter.
Coach Teresa.
Welcome to another episode of the Leaner Stronger podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about energy management and how energy management really is the absolute key for bringing out your A game in life. Feeling better, performing better at your work, at the gym, being able to show up as the most present version of yourself for your as a parent or as a partner, as a friend, a team member, whatever.
Whatever and whoever you are.
Yeah, exactly. I think one of the most interesting strategies of managing energy that I've ever experienced was when we were at the Daintree Rainforest a couple years ago. Me, Teresa, Teresa's mom, Teresa's brother, and
his fiance.
His fiance, yeah. So we were at this, Daintree is one of the, it's actually the oldest rainforest in the entire planet. So it's a very majestic and interesting place. And as soon as you go there, you can feel that the energy is a little bit different.
Yeah, it's very like, it just sucks you in. It's very enchanting, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
One of the things that happened that was really interesting, though, is that we were walking, we were doing this little walk, and then we come across this massive tree. And then Teresa's mom, Teresita, walks up to the tree and starts touching the tree and goes, "Energy, energy, 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 can you feel the energy?" And yeah, she was sucking energy from this amazing tree. And yeah, that was quite great.
It's so good. She didn't quite sound like that, but anyways.
It's pretty close.
You're working on the impression.
Pretty close. Well, what was, give me your impression.
Energy, energy, energy.
Was it? Okay, maybe you're right. Anyway, Teresita, I love you if you're watching this.
But yeah, it's pretty cool though. Like, I guess you can see where my mom's coming from. There's something about being in nature and then being in such a place like that that just like takes over you, and you actually do feel like something's recharging you. It sounds super woo woo, but
yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, anyway. Sorry, where were you going with this?
Where I was going, I just wanted to start off with that story and say that that was a very interesting strategy of managing one's energy.
Yes.
And there's no doubt that just being in a natural place is going to make you feel better and have more energy. Oh. But, you know, why should you listen to us when it comes to energy management? I think that's a good place to start. And that's where I started the talk we did 2 days ago. We were invited to a law firm, Arnold Bloch Liebler, here in Melbourne CBD. And I had the opportunity to present to these guys and give a one-hour presentation on better energy management. And why would a personal trainer be qualified to talk about energy management? I think that's a question that needs to be addressed in the first place. And the realization, like, personal training is actually so much to do with energy management that it's not even funny, because most people come to us with the goal of looking better, feeling better, and being in a better health, right? Our main vehicles and the most effective tools to look better, meaning build muscle mass and lose body fat, are going to be progressive resistance training, progressive cardiorespiratory training, and then specific periods of calorie restriction if the goal is to really dramatically reduce body fat. Doesn't mean we put you on a diet forever. That's not the best way to do it. But at some point, we're probably going to put you on a bit of a diet. And for these things to be effective, they need to be big enough disruption to your body. And when something's a disruption to your body, it means that your body needs to have enough resources available so that you can actually recover from the disruption and actually adapt to the disruption, meaning build muscle mass, lose body fat, get stronger, get fitter. If you don't have enough available resources, though, you're not going to be able to tolerate the type of training that you need to do or the type of dieting that you need to do to absolutely dramatically change the way in which your body looks. So actually, before I can give you the thing that's gonna get you your goals that you came to me for, I need to first have a conversation about energy management with you.
Mm. Very powerful.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have that underlying kind of, and I really like how you put this, that bucket of energy, if it's spilling out from multiple different leaks, then how do you expect to put more stress on your body, which is essentially what changing your body composition is? It's a bit of a stress on the body because, well, our bodies have been designed to find equilibrium, okay? It's a reason why not everybody's walking around absolutely shredded, because if it was that easy, then yeah, everybody would be doing it. So in order to put that kind of change on your body, you have to be able to have some resources. And so that's why essentially prioritizing your energy is going to give you back those resources so that you can make the changes that you want to see, not just now, but long term.
That's it. And the reality is that most people who come to us, they're not at a place. Like they're not feeling great. They usually, the reason why they came to see us in the first place, they quit feeling quite shitty and they're sick and tired of feeling quite shitty, and they recognize that they want to feel better. But the reality is that their body is not in a place, or their mind is not in a place where they could tolerate the type of thing that needs to happen. So the key thing to understand here, and really if there's one thing that you take from this episode, is this realization that in your life, you have one pool of resources available to yourself that you then use for everything in your life. That's it. And that sounds simple, but that's super, super powerful to appreciate. Let's imagine, you know, we'll do a bit of a case study. Like, let's say you're a busy professional. I don't know, what's your profession? Doesn't matter. What profession are we going to go with?
Let's go a nurse.
A nurse? Okay, let's say that you're a nurse. You are probably, you know, you experience some pretty stressful situations in your daily life. You might have to make some pretty on the feet decisions that oftentimes have some very severe consequences. And then your shifts are really long, and that's obviously a big, big drain of energy. But hey, maybe you really enjoy your job, so it actually gives you some energy back into your bucket as well. Maybe you have kids. That is a significant drain on your energy, clearly. But also having kids and having them in your life is also going to give you energy at certain points in time. Then we have exercising. Exercising can give you more energy, but it can also take energy away from you. We have nutrition, sleep. These things potentially are some of the best things for your energy management to replenish energy in your body. But if you're chronically sleep deprived, then of course you're going to be in an energy deficit. If you're only eating fast food, of course you're not replenishing your body with energy, but you're tanking your energy levels. You also live in an urban environment. You're exposed to pollution, traffic, environmental chemicals. Maybe you like to watch the news 5 times a day. Maybe you spend way too much time on social media. Mm. There's all these potential things where you may actually potentially be leaking energy out of your bucket at a faster rate than what you're putting it back into the bucket.
Mm. Yeah, and a lot of it is invisible. You know, it's not really easy to kind of keep track of this stuff until sometimes it's too late, and then that's when people would experience burnout or overwhelm or anxiety. And then that's when you kind of start to realize, okay, cool. Yeah, no, not cool, but all right. I think there's a lot of things that are draining my energy right now, and I'm not in a place where I'm actually filling it back up, filling back up your cup.
Yeah.
Bucket.
Yeah, exactly. And it does really, you know, creep up on you. Mm-hmm. And I think it's good to point out, though, that I'm not saying that you should never operate at a state of, you know, poor energy management. Sometimes shit's gonna happen in your life and you're just gonna have to go with a little bit less sleep.
You gotta show up.
You gotta show up. You gotta do the work. And sometimes that's just the reality, and you literally, you can't change that. That's not a problem. Human body is resilient. You should be able to tolerate short periods of poor energy management. No, not big of a deal. The problem becomes if you exist in a state of poor energy management, and in some instances, in a lot of instances, based on experience with working with busy professionals from different parts of the corporate world, is that it's totally super common to actually become used to operating at a state of poor energy management, and you don't even realize it. You just think that it's completely normal to feel like you feel. You're dragging your feet, you're always exhausted, you're brain foggy, like you're just feeling crappy, and you think that that's just part of the, that's just how you're supposed to feel. No. Fish is the last one to realize the existence of water. You don't realize how shitty you feel sometimes if it creeps up on you, and you just think that that's your normal state of being. And it's usually two things that will kind of shake things up and will wake you up from that dream. And number one is that your body shuts down and you just get really sick. Hopefully it's just the flu or whatever and not something more serious. Things like a real like a health scare of some sort that could be a derivative of chronic stress, like high blood pressure, like a heart attack, or realizing you have type 2 diabetes, or autoimmune problem, or cancer. Like all these things that are now very, very prevalent can be traced back to an overactive state of stress in your body, which most of the time is a result of a poor state of energy management. And then the second instance, usually where people realize, like, if you just take a holiday, and you take an extended holiday, and you're, after about a week, you realize, like, wow, holy shit, like, I can now breathe. I've really been under the pump for a really, really long time, and I didn't even realize how bloody under the pump I was.
Yeah. As I would say that that's probably the hardest part, is just having the initial awareness of what is my version of knowing that I'm like either burnt out or really overwhelmed or just worked like too hard for too long in a stressed setting. Because for some people it will actually come out very different. As you mentioned before, some people feel very heavy, they drag their feet. But then for other people who kind of work maybe a little bit more on that adrenaline, like go-go, they're like super jittery. You know, I can definitely relate to this one. And, you know, sometimes having too much coffee didn't help that as well. So this was like when I was still a teacher, and I kind of used pre-workout as a little bit of a help to boost my energy, but it just fed more of that jitteriness, no energy, lack of sleep, or needing to take naps. But I would say probably the biggest one for me was my emotional sensitivity.
Yeah.
All it would take is the wrong word or the wrong phrase and bang, tears. And I think like if you're maybe somebody who's experiencing that, that would be, a big indicator of, okay, something's not quite right here.
Yeah. I think that's where it's funny, like us, we're a little bit different. In many ways, actually, we were similar in a lot of ways, but we were also different in a lot of ways. And for you, I know that it's the, how I know that, okay, now she's under the pump, when you get like a little bit more of that anxiety, a little bit touchy and can't tolerate as much. But for me, I get like angry, you know, like I lose my shit.
Classic
too
thing.
Easily. Yeah. I get really short. So it's interesting how you'll kind of turn a bit more anxious, turn inwards, and I'll become like very explosive and explode outwards. Totally. But that's how operating at poor energy management state and over stress, that's how it manifests with me, and then that's how it manifests with you.
Yeah. So I think it's just not like having that awareness. So, you know, I don't know, like what recommendations would you give if somebody doesn't really know like, is there some sort of a test that they could do? Is it just, as you said, like being on a holiday and then reflecting and being like, is this my natural state?
It's a hard one. I think just it comes back to that, having some kind of a reference point,
yeah,
and accessing that reference point on a frequent basis, like making it a non-negotiable that on a Sunday afternoon or on an entire Sunday, that's your energy management day. If that's all you can do, like if you work 6 days a week, long days, like just give yourself one day when you're not doing your work, when you're not watching the news, when you're not polluting your mind with social media or bullshit, and you just allow yourself, your state to detoxify from everything in your life. Spend more time outside, spend more time in nature, go and hang out with a tree somewhere, as weird as that sounds. Go for a walk.
Energy.
Yeah, just get some energy from that tree. And then when you have that anchor point, like you really allow the stress to go from your system, then you'll know. Like it's much easier to then at a later point during the week, when by the time it's like Thursday or Wednesday and things are absolutely picking up and crazy, and you can start feel the kind of the wound upness of the system to increasing a little bit, that's when you realize it. But then if you go for weeks, if you go for months without, some people go for years without holidays, but if you go for months or weeks without like any kind of a decompression of your mind and your body, then that's where you go into the, you don't even realize how stressed out you actually are. But if you make it a non-negotiable that you have some kind of a lifestyle practice in your weekly life, could even be daily life, go for a walk, do a meditation, do some breath work, really allow the stress to leave your system, and then you have a reference point to compare against.
Yeah. I think for me, and this is like, sounds very entitled, but obviously being from Cairns and mum and dad are still there, I think that's a really good reference point for me for just like slowing things down a little bit.
Mm.
And, you know, obviously we work pretty long days. We've got quite a bit on our plate from Monday to Friday. But I think if we can, on a Saturday or a Sunday, sometimes it might only be half a day, but if I can just kind of reflect back and like have that reference point of what's my version of slow down, and then just spend either a couple of days, that'd be nice, a couple of hours or at least half a day in that like Cairns mode, maybe.
Yeah.
If we could call it that.
Yeah.
That's a nice place to be at.
Yeah, it is a bit slower up there. That's
must be the humidity.
There's no doubt about that. So really the key thing to very quickly improve your energy management are various habits. Like it comes down to habits, and what I call high impact habits are very, very powerful strategies that can dramatically increase your, you know, improve your energy management in that you seal the leaks in your energy bucket, and then you turn the tap back on. You put energy back into the system. This will come down to some really, really effective lifestyle interventions and daily habits that you either do or you don't do. Usually have a lot to do with how you interact with your environment, what do you put into your body, and how do you schedule your day, etc. But the real ticket, the real key to better energy management is to have more energy available yourself in the first place. And it's like, what on earth does that mean?
Mm.
It is literally the difference between a small tree and a big tree. Which one of those has more energy available to themselves? Well, of course it's the bigger tree, but it's not because it's bigger. It's because it's root network system is better developed. It's because it has more leaves and more surface area, so it can absorb more sunlight. It is because its energy production system is more effective. That is why it will have more energy, and it will produce more energy, and it will produce more oxygen.
Mm.
This works in a very similar way in the human body, in that where do we get this energy from? If we don't get it from touching a tree in the daintree rainforest, energy, where does this energy actually come from? Well, clearly it's has a lot to do with nutrition. So through your food, you provide fuel for your body through food and drink, but that's not energy yet. Like, that's not converted, that's not straight up energy. That needs to be converted into energy in your mitochondria. If you remember from a biology class, mitochondria are the powerhouses of your cells, where your body produces energy with the presence of oxygen from the fuel that you've provided your body through nutrition. The thing about this beautiful system, which is called the cardiorespiratory system, that is the system that provides energy for your body at all points in time, during this second and this one and this one, and during every second of your life. It's your cardiorespiratory system that's 100% responsible for producing energy. The thing about this system is that it can be improved. With every inhale, you can extract more oxygen from air. With every time the heart fills, you can bring more oxygenated blood into the heart and pump it into the circulation. You can have more dense and more intricate capillary networks where oxygenated blood and oxygen can go into the cells, into your mitochondria, and the mitochondria can be bigger and more dense and more effective at producing energy. So this amazing system can be developed, and that is the ticket to becoming and really unlocking your A game and totally changing your life and unlocking way more energy than what you even thought that was possible for you.
Yeah, so true. I've absolutely experienced it myself, and I think a lot of our clients have. 100%.
Yeah. It's one of those things that you really do need to experience. You don't know what you don't know. The way in which to become a little bit more objective about this is actually just to measure how good of an energy producer are you. And a lot of people are like, "What? How do you do that?" Well, it turns out we actually have a very objective measurement of your aerobic and your cardiorespiratory fitness, and that is your resting heart rate. Super easy to obtain. Just with your watch, by just checking your pulse, very, very easily you can find out what is your resting heart rate. And this is a valuable measurement because the more times your heart beats per minute, that is a sign that your system has to work really, really hard just to get the job done, just to get enough blood, oxygenated blood, delivered to the brain and to the organs of your body to maintain life so that you don't die. The less times your heart beats for every minute, the more effective the entire system is at doing its job. So your heart only has to beat very slowly, way less times than if the system is inefficient. If your resting heart rate is above 70, 80 beats per minute, you're working so hard that's not even funny just to maintain life. Compared to someone whose heart is only beating less than 60, 50 beats per minute, less than 50 beats per minute. Mine right now is in the low 40s because of all the running that I'm doing. So to put all that in a little bit different way, energy management is absolutely crucial for bringing out your A game in life and improving the quality and probably the quantity of your life, not only now, but for many, many years to come. In the short term, the key for effective energy management is to pay attention to your lifestyle. Make sure that you have your bucket is not full of leaks and you have plenty of things that are putting energy back into your bucket. Sometimes you might have to operate at a state of energy management deficiency, but that's okay. Short amount of time, you can tolerate that. But in the long term, that is oftentimes the underlying reason for chronic health conditions, burnout, depression. Not a good idea. Long-term strategy to improving your energy management is to improve your cardiorespiratory fitness. Build muscle mass. Build strength. Building strength and muscle mass is going to allow you to do things more effectively. Everything's going to become easier. It's going to take less effort to do things when you have more muscle and when you have strength. Except running, of course, if you have too much muscle. I can tell you that. It doesn't make things easier. But the point of running is not to be easy, in my opinion, at least.
Yeah, I'll tell you that.
Do you have anything to add to my summary of energy management?
No, I think that's brilliant. I think it's, yeah, more just about awareness and then finding ways in which that you can... Yeah, find ways to fill your bucket back up and seal up some of those, drainers, those leaks.
Yeah, definitely. This is something, I hope it's coming across, by the way, like how passionate I am about energy management. And this is something that we do offer. We absolutely love coming to workplaces and teams and organizations to talk about energy management and work in a more, in a close group setting. We can really give some really specific and individualized advice on how you should, on how you could manage your energy a little bit better. And then we, of course, absolutely love taking people through the real deal when it comes to unlocking better energy management, which is improve fitness, improve muscle mass, improve strength, and improve overall health. And if you would like to work us specifically to work on those goals, the best way to do that is through the Leaner Stronger coaching program. And if you want to learn more about the Leaner Stronger coaching program, which gives you all the structure, education, support, and accountability that comes with having a one-on-one coach without the cost of having a one-on-one coach, if you want to learn more about that, make sure to hit me up on Instagram at Coach Peter or Teresa on at Coach Teresa West, or send me an email on hello@coachpeter.com. If you found this episode useful, if you have a friend or family member or a colleague in your life who needs to hear this, they need more energy in their life, would you please do them and us a favor and share this episode with at least one other person? Thank you so much for your watching and listening. I butchered that one again. I always do. If you have any questions, by the way, don't be hesitant to reach out, or if you have any comments, anything. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much. I hope that you have an absolutely fantastic rest of the day. This is Coach Peter.
Coach Teresa.
Let's do this.